Jason Byinski, the mayor of Bryan, joins us.
Morning, Scott.
We'll hold our breath and hope that it doesn't change, but this would be probably nearly ideal weather that we'd want if you wanted to have some kind of a get-together out and about this weekend.
Well, never fails. You host Texas Reds, and it's rained the past few years when it never did rain, so it's been a blessing there from that end of it. So I see there's already a small chance of precipitation.
Just tomorrow, that's it.
On Saturday or Sunday.
We'll be positive.
That's all right. Scott, I don't think you could ask for better weather for our Texas Reds Festival, and if we want to go into it now, I'd like to talk about
sure.
it or at the end of the deal. But
yeah, it's fine.
Of course, we'll start off. Go to TexasRedsFestival.com for the entertainment lineup. They've got about 50 acts performing this year. It's Saturday and Sunday. Friday will be like a typical first Friday atmosphere. There'll be a lot of things going on in downtown Bryan, but Texas Reds Festival will be officially Saturday and Sunday this year. We talked about a little bit last night. Del Castillo is one of the headliners Saturday night. This is their last performance. So you've heard them before. You know, a lot of people have tried to see them in downtown Bryan before when it was standing room only. This is their last performance. So come and say you were a part of their last performance here in downtown Bryan. Ruthie Foster is headlining on Sunday, and we've got a lot of vendors. I think 30 plus vineyards that are in participating this year, craft breweries this year, free admission, kid zone. There's going to be bounce houses and activities for the children and the families. There's free parking in the parking garage by the courthouse. So it's going to be
got shuttles from Blinn if you want to do it that way.
Shuttles from Blinn. Yeah. So it's going to be a great time in historic downtown Bryan. And come see what's going on at the Queen Theater and all the renovations that have taken place there. And come meet your neighbors and support the community. But it'll be a great time had by all. And we promise probably some of the best weather that we've ever seen this time of year. So the stars are lining up. But we encourage everyone to come out. And again, log on to TexasRedsFestival.com for all the information. For discounted tickets and options right there and the entertainment lineup.
All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Well, okay, y'all can pat yourselves on the back, huh? You got that property tax rate going in the correct direction as far as people are concerned, I guess.
Well, you know, we're trying to hold the line on the tax rate. You know, which some entities are going up. We're not definitely wanting to go up on this point. I think the economy is definitely looking up. You know, sales tax is up. Property tax valuations are up. And so we are trying to play catch up. We're putting more money into infrastructure, as we've done over the past few years. We're putting more money into police and fire and hiring more personnel in those departments. And so we're doing a lot of good things with that. With those dollars.
Sure. One of the things that y'all also decided to take action on is putting together a deal with Callaway Jones Funeral Home. So people know that's right there across from the lake on South College. I think Cody Jones wants to keep the facility in Bryan if he can, and y'all are trying to help out there.
Well, he's got a it was a potential of leaving the city of Bryan. He is Callaway Jones is one of the longest standing businesses in our city limits, and you know, we want to do all we can to retain those businesses, and he's wanting to invest a lot of money and expand his operations, and so this was something I think it amounts to maybe $15,000 over 5 years that he could be eligible for if he brings an additional $1 million in improvements to that location and some additional jobs. And so it's we look at it as an economic development opportunity and redevelopment of that South College corridor, where a lot of things are could be happening in that area. And so we're excited to keep that business here in Bryan, a longstanding, longtime taxpayer here. And help them with their growth and expansion, and that corner is going to be fantastic. You're going to see a lot of transformation there, and we're hoping others in Bryan that want to do the same thing will come to us, and we'll talk. And we've got a lot of blight in certain areas along our major corridors that are vacant buildings and abandoned buildings, and if someone wants to go in and demolish those, or they want to go in and improve those, the city is open to suggestions and working with those business owners and improving those major corridors. And like I said, South College has been one of those corridors that we've wanted to redevelop.
All right, that's the mayor. You heard him say that. There you go. That offer's on the table. Last night you approved a $13 million budget amendment, Most of those dollars going to BTU. Kind of in layman's terms, what are we talking about here and why'd you do it?
Well, a good chunk of the budget, it seems, goes to BTU. We've got a lot of infrastructure projects there with BTU, a lot of expansion right now that's going with BTU. If you drive down through Milliken, if you're on Highway 6, going outside the city limits of College Station, you'll see a major project going on right there for BTU. If you drive towards Snook, you'll see some major transmission lines and stuff going on in those areas. So there's additional funds and monies that are needed for some of those projects, and also looking at expanding in other areas for services.
But on the other side of that equation, BTU is actually a revenue generator, and so as a result, they should be able to offset some of that?
Offset it and then some.
Yeah.
So in the money that any profit, so to speak, will then go towards rate reductions.
Sure. And I think it's just a situation this year, as was mentioned in council last night, sometimes you can make a lot of money doing that. If you got a broiling hot summer, then BTU's right there out in the marketplace being able to sell it. This year, not such a hot market.
Yeah, it's got its ups and downs. And, depending on the generation and the cost of generation, there could be some better years than others. But Gary Miller and his team do an outstanding job. Our BTU board do an outstanding job. The staff, I don't think anyone, regardless of how you see the city of Bryan and how you favor the city of Bryan, everyone appreciates BTU, and their rates are in the top five lowest in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Customer service is in the top few in the state of Texas. They do an outstanding job, and all these projects and things that we work on are things to help keep those rates low. And they just recently purchased some wind generation, and so it's a lot of new guidelines we have to abide by that are passed down from the federal government.
Right.
I'm sure Congressman Flores can educate everyone about, and so we do need to be diverse in our generation, and wind was one of those power opportunities that we took advantage of.
Sure. Jason Majewski joining us this morning. Finally, I guess some pretty good news from the board of directors of Blend. They have leased some property in the Tejas Center, and so at least certainly for a time period, they're keeping everything within the confines of the city of Bryan.
Bryan loves Blinn, and Blinn is Bryan. I'll just start off with that. But we're excited about the direction that Blinn is going in, and we're here to do all we can as a city to work with them for their expansion, their growth, and we would love to retain them fully in the city limits of Bryan. So we are concerned about the massive growth there on the east side, central part of town, and their current location, and doing all we can as a city to encourage a new location to work with them on their growth and expansion. But they've had a lot of success. There's a lot of things going with Blinn right now. We're also looking at technical training, workforce development opportunities with Blinn. And there'll be a lot of hopefully good and positive announcements here in the next few months. That'll be good for the community and good for Blinn College. But they're definitely out of space and out of room and out of parking, everything else at their current location. So the sooner the better. And so we can help alleviate some of the traffic and some of the other issues in that area that the residents aren't happy about. And so we're encouraged about the direction that Blinn's moving in.
Finally, I think in workshop, Jason Barfnik had been doing a three-part presentation, basically strategic initiatives. Kind of tell me what that's a little bit about and where you are with that.
Well, we've had it over the past few months. We've talked about different strategic initiatives. Infrastructure is what we talked about at yesterday's meeting, and kind of the direction that we're going in. We're going to have a meeting here, a retreat, if you want to call it that, in the next 30 to 45 days. I think in October, we're going to talk about the CIP plan, capital improvement plan, and where the city, what direction the city wants to go in over the next 5 years. If we want to make any changes, if we want to amend anything, move a project up the list, move a project down the list, trade off a project for another, focus on a different area. And so that's something I know several of the council members have expressed some concern about. And so infrastructure is always important. Our staff, in my opinion, does an outstanding job in working to find those projects. I mean, they take the politics out of it, in my opinion. That way we're not improving roads that may not necessarily need it, or we're going into the areas that need it the most. Houston and spreading that money around to help all parts of Bryan. And so it's something we're going to be talking about. And again, Dr. Barfnick and his Public Works group do an outstanding job for the city of Bryan and identifying those projects and putting as much money into those projects as possible. And we've got, we focus on the aging infrastructure in our aging community, and we also focus on the expanding areas. And used to be just the east side. Now we're expanding on the west side rapidly, more so now than ever before. And you're going to see a lot of that on the north side also. And so it is a top priority and something that we'll be looking at and discussing and may reprioritize.
There you go, Mayor Jason Bieski. Thanks for the time this morning.
Come join us in historic downtown Bryan this weekend.
That's it. Texas Red.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.